Casey, that suture ad.
You listen to some of these old tapes.
You got a nice, subdued voice. You're shouting too much.
I think I'm getting a little deep here. You know,
three, four minutes.
To be older than 40, and he starts, might have tornophobia. I might be,
The so-called wimp tornado got you?
Maybe just my hearing has been affected by the roar of that killer tornado.
About 3 minutes, everybody shout out, bring back
Slick. We want you all to go to your door. Slick, who hit a sacrifice fly in the Yankee old-timers game.
He did.
That's right.
What was he doing in it?
He's in a former Yankee.
Oh, that's right.
1961.
That's right.
We traded him to the Yankees for Danny No, who was it? That's in the book here. I'll find it.
Hey, this Monday night game tonight, Monday night baseball.
Yeah, good old Mets.
Right, but is it at Mets or at Cincinnati?
I think it's at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's only like five out.
Four out.
Awful. No, they're five. They lost yesterday.
Oh.
Okay, let me see.
They're hot.
Trade. Do something while I find this trade.
You're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, Lance.
Hi.
Billy, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I wonder if I went out to the Criterion if they would give me all the crab legs that I could throw at Edwards.
What? Come on now.
Ray Scott sound good.
Hey, my memory was pretty good, Lance. Danny McDevitt for Billy Good.
Did you say Danny McDevitt?
Yes, I said Danny McDevitt, but then I thought I was wrong.
See, I got a new name for the tornado.
What's that?
And this is the truth. Mm-hmm. During the tornado, my oldest daughter, Princess New, gave birth to a child.
No.
Yes, her husband, Jeff, and her had a baby at 5:22, and I think the tornado lifted up at 5:23.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So... by, you know, that makes me a grandfather.
Well,
right.
What's the name of the baby?
The what?
What are you going to call the baby
Paul
Nature's
and...
Nightmare?
Paul and Diana? What?
I guess it just have to be a birth canada,
is it,
a tornado.
Is it a boy?
It's a girl.
A girl?
Named Jessica.
Had to be Diana.
No,
if it was a boy,
it's
named Max.
Maxine,
after the
pilot, after the crazy pilot. That's it.
Well, you guys just keep on going. I'm just so proud and happy to be a grandfather.
Well, really?
You're too
Lance?
Young to be
I'm
a grandfather.
I'm
How old
not
are
kidding you.
You.
It's the truth.
How old are
you?
You're 28
Lance?
Years old.
Well, I'll tell you.
Hey, Lance.
Yeah.
When are we ever going to see the video of our anniversary show?
I've had a lot of personal problems.
You really must have, because we're heading into another anniversary show here.
I'll tell you, I'll get it done before the next anniversary.
Okay.
Well, that's coming up in September.
About 2 months. Less than 2 months.
It'll
be
done in August.
Okay, Lance.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Well, August is a 31-day month. Maybe Lance can make it.
What?
It's pointing. He's pointing.
For what?
Oh, 7:10.
Oh, it's time. Bring back Slick.
Oh, we got to have a little.
All right, everybody, the windows are open. You're
open
on your decks. Remember, this could prevent Martin from returning here.
And the Ray's gone, and we want Polehead to hear this out there on the
Interlochen.
On the back nine at Interlochen and those two palatial estates. We want Fox to hear this out there in Wayzata. Who else we want to hear this?
Calvin, just for the heck of it.
Just for the heck of it, yeah. Anyway, here we go.
One,
on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Bring back Slick!
Ooh. I heard it.
I did hear
I
it.
Heard it.
It's,
I heard it.
It's going to be as big as the That's Right show.
Should we try one more time?
Yes.
Get back
wait,
out to the...
Wait, I'm going to... You give me 30 seconds.
You go out and
I'll
listen
go
at
out.
The door and see
I'll
if you
out.
Can hear it. See if you can hear it out here in Maplewood. Okay. Okay, now get to your windows. We want to shout this out. We want Polad to hear this out in Interlochen. We want Fox to hear this. We want everyone to hear this. We want Billy Gardner back as manager. We figure the Twins are going to be bad anyway, so they might as well have personality. Okay? We want Billy Gardner back. Here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three. Bring back Slick!
Well, Suture should be back in here in a couple of minutes, and we'll find out if he heard it out here over the swamp.
And I don't know. It sounded, I think I heard a little bit of a reverberation. Here's Suchi Boy. He's back. Did you hear it out there at the swamp?
I did. You know what's really odd, though? I actually went outside and listened.
I know you did.
And Ray Brown came running up to me and said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I said, "Nothing. We're trying to bring back Billy Gardner."
Okay, I think we might have accomplished it. I don't think there's much hope left for Ray anyway, so we're not backstabbing him, right?
No. Well, he was, even though he was angry, Ed really got mad at us last week for the one we wimped out and were nice to Ray on the air.
And not only that, Dark Star called us the next morning and also called it the most mealy-mouthed interview he had ever heard.
This was, however, before Dark Star went 0-9 in his journalism debut.
Although I think that, I don't know what was bigger. Was it a bigger wimp tornado or a wimp interview Monday?
I guarantee. I told you we wouldn't get anybody that could name me a couple of Harry Cruz novels.
That's right.
We haven't had anybody yet.
Contest.
You're on.
Bring back Slick.
Thank you.
Did you yell it out your window?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear it in the neighborhood?
I did not. I don't think there's a lot of sports fans around where I live.
All right.
A couple of things. First of all, about the tornado.
Mm-hmm.
My folks live in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and on KARE's sister station, WMAQ,
mm-hmm.
where the anchor is Ron Majors, Paul's brother.
Right.
They ran the Max's pictures.
Oh, I'm sure they ran all over the country.
Of the storm. My dad said, "Gee, that was quite a tornado." And I played golf the next night. My dad said, "Gee, that's quite a tornado. What are you doing playing golf?" I said, it was the next night, so that wasn't much of a tornado.
You could have played through it.
You could have
played through it.
You could have played through it.
I might have done better the way I've been playing lately. Anyway, I want to tell a sad but funny tale of the track.
Okay.
A friend of mine was out there yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and put down not quite a substantial sum on what he thought was fifth star in the eighth.
Okay.
And it turned out there was a scratch, or he put the wrong number down, and
mm-hmm.
he put it down on "I Really Did."
Oh, that's not a sad story.
Well, no, it gets sad, because finding out his mistake, he wasn't by the paddock. He happened to be hanging out by the windows.
Oh, good. He rushed to the window.
He rushed to the window and got it changed to fifth star, and of course, as we all know, "I Really Did" came in.
The horse paid a mere $54.
Yeah. And, well, the thing is, he said that normally he wouldn't do something like that,
mm-hmm.
but he had seen "I Really Did" run before,
mm-hmm.
and thought that he was the worst horse
knew
ever.
It had, don't you? Let me tell you another sad but funny story. The kid hit the $60,000 pick six
on a $2 ticket.
Was that Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. This kid likes Ronnie Ushman from the Minneapolis Tribune. He follows that handicapper. He's right now leading everybody in town and picking winners.
Sure.
And Ronnie Ushman Saturday had six winners when nobody else had more than a couple. All the long shots were coming in. So this kid's filling out his $2 tickets. He takes five of Ushman's horses. In a seventh, he decides he doesn't like Ushman's horse. He throws in Law Affiliate, and that's the one that hits it a long odds. So the kid wins a $60,000 ticket. So he's brought up to the press box where people want to interview him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meets Ronnie Ushman, where he has gotten five of these six horses, right, for
mm-hmm.
$60,000.
On $2.
Subtract 30%, which is, what, I don't know, whatever, $1,800.
$18,000.
So he's got $42,000 cash, five-sixths of which has come from Ronnie Ushman. He meets Ronnie Ushman and says, "Gee, thanks," and leaves.
Well, of course, Ronnie Ushman in the Sunday Tribune was lamenting the fact that he was too lazy to go to the pick six window because he would have put a pick six on Law Affiliate. That would have been his next one.
Well, I think kind of thought maybe the kid would give him a 10-ski or something.
Oh, at least, I would figure.
Give him 5/6 of his horses. He says, "Gee, thanks." He gave him the five-handed grasp and walked out of the
press. How old was this guy?
20-some-year-old law student.
What was the deal with taking Spitzer out? Was he
last night, I would say the reason was he was rotten.
Well, he was rotten, but that's never been any consideration for taking a pitcher out of the game.
You know how far Davis has sunk that he decks Ripken thinks nothing of it, hits a double on the next pitch. That was sad.
Good enough. Thanks a lot for your time.
That was during this succession of line drives. Yeah. Ron's going to show his machoism and buzzes him.
He
right?
buzzed him. He goes down. He hits Davis. He gets up. He hits a double. A rope.
Poor RD.
I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
You're on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got a couple of hot ones for you tonight.
All right.
I was watching television. I can watch television, tape one movie, watch one, and listen to you guys at the same time.
Okay, you got the Hustler, Body Heat, and what else?
I'm listening to you guys and taping it besides.
Okay.
But I was watching news earlier and listening to you guys, 6 o'clock news.
Uh-huh.
And don't call me Dark Star, but you can call this Dark Horse. They're interviewing an old baseball guy from the Twin Cities here, and I don't know if he's going to come back as manager or what, but watch out for Cal Griffith. He may become an interim manager. They were interviewing him, and they said back when he was running the show, he kept the boys hungry.
That's right. He sure
Which is. Station was it?
The real station.
The real radio station?
Channel 5?
No, Channel 4.
Oh. Channel 4. What was the occasion?
They were just kind of reminiscing on some of the old baseball days, some of the old glory days of the Twins. Mm-hmm. Calvin said, his secret was keep the boys hungry. So they take him on the road nowadays. If he comes back as manager, they may not get their meals the game unless they win.
Calvin is, tell you who Calvin's down on right now, the man he calls Brunowski. He says, that damn Brunowski is leaving too many men on base. He says, he reminds me of Allison, except when Allison wasn't hitting, we used to bat him sixth. He says, they keep batting him fourth when he's not hitting, and he's leaving too many guys on base.
Let's get Calvin on here some Monday.
We will.
Yeah, you got to get Calvin on. He can bring back Slick, bring back anybody. Another one. I happen to walk into another... I'm out on the road all day. I was walking into a business establishment, and they had on the real radio station. I don't know why they were listening to that one. They could have been listening to Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
But they had their sit-on.
Mm-hmm.
And today was his first opportunity to name the sports hero of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know who it was?
No.
The new hockey player, Stan the Man Musial.
How was that interview?
Huh?
He called him Stan the Man Musial?
No. He didn't call him that, but I just heard a little blurb. You know, where Sid was on, and...
That must have been a good interview.
Sports hero of the day is Dan. Oh, what's his name? Fran Musial.
Mm-hmm.
There's two guys that talk about the same.
Just cracked me up to walk into this place right at the time when Sid was on and hear first opportunity to make this guy a sports hero. And now he's not only a sports hero, but he's a close personal friend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys.
We'll be back after the weather.
We'd have a little trouble.
I laugh every time I think you're driving the truck to Chicago with
notice,
this kid.
By the way, the travel section of the St. Paul paper yesterday featured a long trek to Mount Rushmore. The travel section of the arrival newspaper featured a drive across Australia.
By a local reporter?
One might have cost $10 or $15 more than the awesome travel budget. Bill has been to some exotic places the last 2-3 months. Chicago, Milwaukee, and now Mount Rushmore.
The Door Peninsula, that's every year we cover that.
They're going to let him go to Wyoming one of these days if he talks to him real nice.
Going out to Devil's Tower, Bill? Are you driving or flying? How are you going to get out there?
Bill, of course,
Oh, God.
Bill, of course, is a real radio personality.
I didn't mean to give him all that talk.
No,
I know.
Take a couple of calls.
Oh, where were we on that? I can't keep track of
those. No, those many lines that are flowing in here. We still have three, though. This is the first week in a month we've come in. We hadn't lost a line, you know.
I'd give a paycheck. I can say anything because I'll never get it because it didn't happen. I'd give 10 grand. To have a video of you with sound, of you driving that truck to Chicago with a 10-year-old kid.
Making noises.
I need to see you looking at him, ready to just throw the kid out.
Big one go over 48 going down a hill.
Oh, the kid's just going, boop, 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 boop.
9.5 hours.
Oh, God. I don't know why. I guess it's just because it's you, and it just wouldn't work. You're on.
Bring back Slick.
Thank you.
I live in an area that has a large percentage of real radio listeners.
Well, that's pretty much everywhere, I'm afraid.
I went out to mow my yard on Sunday morning, and that, I think, happens to be the time when their Sid has his show.
Right. We're going to have to institute the new, our Sid button, their Sid button here, if it keeps up, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, at 10 after 11, all the windows in my neighborhood went up. Everybody stuck their head out and yelled, "Bring back Holt."
That's the way it works over there, yeah.
I see. Is that good enough for anything from Liney's?
No, absolutely not. First hours are Liney gifts. We'll have to come up with a...
And nobody's done it yet. Nobody's called up and said they read Harry Cruz.
We gave away one hat, though.
You read Harry Cruz?
I read Somerset Maugham.
That doesn't count.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe
this.
We don't give away Liney stuff the second hour, by the way. That's a rule, because that now belongs to Schmidt. The first hour belongs to Liney.
You turn fast.
No, I was told this by
some Kahuna told us this?
By Mini Kahuna. The Kahuna's got a mouse, by the way. Do you know that?
A pet?
In the office. He's got
a pet
mouse? I don't know. He probably likes the Kahuna.
The big
cheese. He wants to be around the big cheese.
Hey, guys!
Yeah?
Listen! Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, but it gets worse. I'm listening to the greatest highlight on MNST.
The Christmas Carol.
Yeah, what wonderful memories. Just a minute. We'll take 20 seconds here.
All right.
Okay. Oh, holy night. The light part. The light. Isn't that great, guys?
That was great. But
what a voice.
You know what was funny about that night, Radio Free?
Yeah.
I started doing Silent Night, and you should have seen the obscene gesture right back at me, because he thought it was too easy of a song.
Hey, here's another good one.
All right.
Had a very happy smile. The batteries are going down, guys.
Okay, see you, Radio Free. How is that sound coming in off the new Franklin Tower?
Well, you know, that tower doesn't do a bit of good for me. I've been using that dish. I keep on telling you that.
Did it get hit by that nature's nightmare?
No. What happened up there?
You're up there.
I was in South Dakota.
What?
I was in South Dakota.
Oh, you missed nature's nightmare.
Knocked over 3 barbecue grills. It was awful.
Guess where I was last week, Pat?
Where?
In Flandreau, South Dakota.
Flandreau, yes.
Oh, Flandreau.
Yes.
Well, I'm holding at this very moment...
You, Mr. Pronunciation?
...a little black book.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, it's containing all anyone would ever want to know about life in Fulda with the Ricey clan.
Okay.
I tried to get a hold of Angel to represent me on this.
Mm-hmm.
So you and him could negotiate and what it's going to cost to get this little black book out of my hands.
How'd you get it in Flandreau, South Dakota?
Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about those duck hunting stories on Badger Lake at the Ricey cabin.
Never took more than our legal limit.
Yeah? Hey, how's Meg doing lately?
Oh, she's hanging
in. Is there really a book about the Royces?
Uncle Fritz and Lena. How's Uncle Fritz
What's
and
this?
Lena doing, Patrick?
Uncle Fritz is about 92. He's doing, as George Bernard Shaw said, considering the alternative, he's doing fine.
Well, I spent about 2 hours talking with the former mayor of Fulda from 80 to 84, so he gave me the whole scoop.
Yeah, but Royce was long gone by 80.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was the mayor, Joe Miller?
No, this guy was Craig Shea. Does that ring a bell?
No, he's an interloper.
He's a quizzling.
That's right. See you later, Radio Free.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. My anniversary tape from last September, it got wrecked. Is there any way that I can get a copy, or what can I do?
We don't do tapes because the demand is too great. We just stay out of the business entirely.
For a loyal listener like you, we might try something.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm having a little screwed off the red nose reindeer.
That was bad.
See you later.
We won't do that again.
Oh, that was a big classic. We'll be back.
Work of art. The 6-pack of Schmidt and a hot dog.
What do you call this?
7-course meal.
Uh-huh. Now, in this work of art, you have a dollhouse
and a 6-pack of Schmidt sitting right on top of it.
And what's this called?
Drinks are on the house.
And over here, you have a man eating a sandwich with a can of Schmidt beer.
Oh, yes.
What's this called?
Nothing. That's my brother-in-law, Manuel, on a lunch break. Yes, get back to work, Manuel.
Welcome to Good Schmidt with Dr. Ruth.
Hello, Larry. Our first caller, please.
Dr. Ruth, I've got this problem. I'm getting married in about 2 weeks.
Congratulations,
thank
Larry.
Thank you. And my wife and I, well, we've never had a Schmidt together, so we're a little nervous.
Of course.
How should we start?
Well, you could start with Schmidt Light, Larry. Next caller.
Yeah, Dr. Ruth, I'm a little embarrassed.
No, don't be.
If I keep having Schmidt beer by myself, will I need glasses?
No, just drink it out of the can.
Schmidt beer, the brew that grew to be best in the great Northwest.
Schmidt Brewing, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Pitch Berg into a powerful time slot, 2 to 4 a.m. Sunday, or
no,
Monday.
Monday morning.
It means, like, that's the midnight after Sunday night.
That's right.
That's a bad time.
What a time slot.
Jeez, that's the time we wanted.
Yeah, right.
2 to 4 a.m.
Mitch, of course, is proud to be a wonderful young fascist.
Yeah, you know, he's beyond fascism.
Where Jeff Charles is on one side of the spectrum, Mitch is well beyond there on the other side.
Yeah, but Jeff's a gun nut and everything. Jeff's got a lot of paradoxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mitch, I think, is just a Nazi.
Jeff is a extremely sensitive liberal who thinks everyone should own a submachine gun, right?
Yeah, and Mitch, I don't know what Mitch is. I sure as hell never will find out because I'm not listening from 2 to 4 a.m. on Sunday Monday night or whatever, Monday morning. But I would suspect that is the Twin Cities' only legitimate conservative-based talk show, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I can't think of another unless you count all of real radio. You're on.
What's that, got it, fellas? Bring back my brother Frank.
Ah, get lost,
bring
you
back
creep.
Slack. Was that one the real
that
Bill?
That wasn't a real Bill. You're on.
Yeah. Who's working the phone lines tonight?
David.
Yeah, tell Dave it's got to be first come, first serve unless you guys gotten 17 new phone lines or something here.
Why?
We had you on for a while?
Yeah, just a little bit, but bring back Slick.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, you can't believe what you guys set off out here in Burnsville. I mean, we went to the windows and screamed and yelled, and now everybody's out.
Did it happen?
Oh, God, there's a bonfire right now, a block party.
That's good.
There's Ray Miller being hung in effigy, and I think, like, virgin sacrifice at sunset.
All right.
It's out of control.
Wait for us before you get to that one. Right?
Yeah. Say, I got one quick question here. And that we were talking earlier about that Bob Kurtz golf tournament or whatever.
Yes,
and
have a drink golf tournament.
They have a drink golf tournament. You mentioned the late, great Brad Buteau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brad was there.
Hey, what is the inside story? Why did he get fired?
Well,
Patrick's got to know.
You can
he's got to have
get a truthful word out of Paul on that. My contention is he got fired because a couple of boosters didn't like him.
Yeah. Boosters, because hockey has a mini brotherhood.
Yeah, a very extremely small brotherhood, and they wanted him out. Plus, players and parents, he was unpopular with some players and parents, which is very unusual for hockey to have some unhappy parents.
Hockey parents start being unhappy at the age when their kids are 3.
Yeah, that's in mites or peewees. They don't make toddlers,
the,
toddler
they don't
hockey.
Make the traveling mites. They start
You know, as much as I like hockey and as much as I played it and as much as I probably would have enjoyed seeing my kid play it, I am probably pretty happy that
probably
he doesn't.
Happy he doesn't.
Because it's sick. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's catching up to it, from what I understand? Soccer is the parent movement.
I bet. Are you really in Burnsville?
You bet.
I bet you soccer out there is gangbusters.
Oh, it's there's a few teams playing.
Few? They're like ants crawling all over the hillsides out there.
Say one other quick thing, and then I got to take off. Can I say hi to Dory?
No.
No, you can't say hi.
Okay, I won't then.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right.